We're now going to go to Francis, active travel coordinator at Ard Scolnamara in Tramore, and some students, six students that spoke to me in the last few days regarding road safety measures. And this is part of our special Road Safety Week in conjunction with Waterford Local Community Safety Partnership. I went along to talk to Francis and to the students. Tell me who we have here first, so then I'll know who the girls are.
Quiva Grace, Cliff. We have Amelia Dunphy. We have Michelle Golden. Kate Moodley.
M-O-O-D-L-E-Y.
Ella Walsh. Evie Burke.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
And Francis, what's your surname?
Fitzgerald.
Just in terms of, what is the active travel team? What do you do? You just showed me pictures there of some of the girls this morning.
The active travel team is to all of us, and there is another 6-8 that join in with the group. We are encouraging the parents to leave the kids walk to school of a Wednesday morning once a week, hopefully to maybe make them walk every week. More days would be better. Just reducing the traffic that's around the school. There's a huge volume of traffic. It is working. They're all evidence to it.
Yeah.
We started at way over nearly 400 cars when we started back over a year ago. We're down to just over 200. So we're a good 40% reduction.
I'll talk to the girls about that now in a second. And you were out this morning as well?
We were out this morning. We get out every week, weather permitting. I will never take them out if it's really raining. No one is expected to walk. We cancelled it last week because the weather was so bad here. This morning was a perfect opportunity. It's great for people. Any of them that are involved or any of them that do take it up will tell you. They're chatting, they're walking, they're talking. It's a health and safety, it's an emissions they're taking down, it's helping with climate change, it's a win-win. So it is.
Absolutely. So first name again?
Kiva Grayschool.
Hello, Kiva.
Kiva.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
I think it's good to do. See, it gets more people walking, more people maybe active as well. I think it's good.
What's your own name?
Amelia Dunphy.
Amelia, why do you like it?
Oh, I love the social aspect of it. So we all have fun when we go out, but I think it's nice to see our friends out there and get other people talking to each other.
So would you like to be a police person when you grow up and basically tell people what to do?
No. No.
But you know what I mean? That's a simple question in the sense that you're trying to encourage people, but you're trying to... Obviously, you don't have powers under the law.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Talk to me now. When you go out in the morning, what do you do?
So when we go out, we have our placards and we have our high vis. So we go up, we separate off into different areas around the school. So mostly coming in. And we just kind of wave our signs, give a little wave to whoever we see. I think overall, just have a presence out there to let them know that this is going on.
Okay. And what's your own name?
I'm Michelle Goulding.
What do you have on the signs?
The walk to school. So it's just kind of like you can either go by like bike, walk and...
You don't do Father Ted down with this sort of thing or anything, do you?
No.
No. And you made the signs up yourselves?
Yeah, last year they did, yeah.
And you have your high-vis jackets on?
Yeah.
So what time are you out in the mornings?
We're out at 7:55 in the morning.
That's a bit of a commitment for all of you to get up every Wednesday to do that. How many of you are out? Do you share it or what happens?
It's around, say, 10, 12 of us. Yeah, like out on average every Wednesday.
And are you eyeballing the parents? Are you scowling at them?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them a little bit, yeah.
And what's the message on a serious note? What are you trying to get across?
That, like, we're trying to lessen carbon emissions and that it's safer to also walk to school than drive by car.
And what's it like sometimes outside of the school or walking up by the junction there or coming in? Because this is one of the biggest schools, not only in Waterford, but in the country.
Like, yeah, there's just massive amounts of like, cars that are going into the school every day. And with the active travel campaign, I think it just helps kind of clear the traffic a bit and it's a lot less like, congested and stuff. So,
what about the fact that, as Francis said, that you've reduced the number of cars on average maybe from 400 to just over 200? What do you think of that?
I think that's really good, especially because we started this around last year and it's gone down by that much as well. So it's really good.
Have any of the other pupils said it to you? Do they say it to you in class or afterwards about things? What do they say?
Sometimes, because I see my friends, I say, well, why didn't you walk? Because You could have walked from like the church or from Tesco even, but they get dropped right outside sometimes.
And what answer do they give? Again, you don't have to reveal any names or anything, but like what's their attitude? Is it a case of, oh, sure, it's easier to get a lift? Or what do they say?
I mean, when I ask my friends, they just kind of laugh it off. They're like, oh, huh, doesn't really matter.
I think a lot of people, I don't know, this part of the message hasn't really got across, like, oh, I live out in Butlerstown, I can't walk. But we're not asking them to walk from there. We're just kind of trying to stop people coming in the gate or in by Tesco. So they all seem to have their own little excuses.
Are people lazy, or is it an attitude of it's just handier to drive in, or what is it, I wonder?
I think it is a little bit of laziness, because it definitely is easier to not have to get up that little bit earlier to walk, and, you know, not have to wrap up as warm. You can just kind of get out your car, a nice hot car, into the nice hot school. But I think they are missing out if they don't walk. Like, it is really, really, really good.
What do you think? Is it? Why do some people have different attitudes to this?
Like, it's just, I suppose, because of the cold. Like, whenever I talk to people, like, often they just say it's just because it's too cold outside and stuff. Like, there's a lot of people in Tremor who don't walk, but they live about 10 minutes away from the school, so.
What about cycling? Do many cycle?
Actually, yeah, a good few do cycle. Not a lot, but, yeah, a good few do cycle to school.
Mm. And do you get lifts to school yourselves?
I walk to school.
How far away?
Down by, like, the GAA. So I just walk up from there.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Kind of like half an hour, 20
yeah,
minutes.
More.
Yeah.
Fair play. What happens if it's raining?
Well, then I either get like a lift or the bus. But if it's like, if it's just cold, then I'll walk up. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
First name?
Kate Moodley. Ella Watt.
Evie Burke.
What do you think of what we've heard? What's your thoughts on all of this?
Well, I think that it's a really good committee, because it, like, it's a good, like, community, because you can, like, make friends in it, and,
like, you have a bit of crack as well,
yeah,
when you're on the road, when you're chatting, I presume.
Yeah, like, yeah, when I see my friends walking in, I can, like, talk to them and stuff. And
what about the questions I was asking your colleagues there about why attitudes? Some people get it, some people don't. What do you think?
Well, I think some people just, they might not want to seem, like, uncool or whatever in front of their friends, so it just might be that reason.
Yeah.
That could be what their attitude's like that.
Yeah. But it's obviously working. It's obviously having an effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely has an effect. 100%.
Why do you like doing it or being involved?
I just think that we all as a group, we all have the goal to reduce it. And I think that it's really good campaign for that, isn't it?
And what about safety on the roads? Because we know about a lot of young boys and girls going out in cars and driving at speeds, and, like, not here in the school or anything, but you know what I mean, when get a little bit older, 18, 19 years of age. What do you think about safety on the roads?
I think it's really important. Like, I think, obviously, it's more important to be safe than, obviously, I know it's important, but, like, things like carbon emissions, obviously that is 100% important, and that's the main goal. But I think that road safety is, like, probably the most important thing.
Mm. And they can go hand in hand, road safety and cutting back on commissions?
Definitely. So last year we did a survey and we marked out a few drop-off points throughout the school and around Tremor that were close. So people were able to walk, and they had 7 minutes from there to there as to the school, and you're less on this many carbon emissions. So we're making little differences like that. So they are aware, and we have staff and pupils, everyone doing it. But I think the biggest effect on us definitely is that you're going into school and you're awake. You're not falling out of the car just after getting awake 5 minutes before coming in the door. You know, we all like a lie-in, but we're all awake, and you get a few people that are like, oh, fair play, that's a good campaign, or oh, what were the numbers today? So we have little effects, and road safety is definitely important. It's why we all have our high vises on every morning and our big white sign that you can't miss us.
And it's not too much effort, it's only one day a week.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty easy to, like, I get up early enough anyway, so it's easy to come in and
to get involved.
Yeah, and
what about this idea of children's court, that if somebody was caught speeding or doing bad driver behaviour near a school or at school times, they'd be called in and you would be the judges and the jury? What do you think?
I think it'd be pretty, like, useful, because I don't know, like people might feel more guilty if it's coming from someone young.
And what about the effect that children can have, young people can have on parents and guardians? Because some people say, oh, I'm a great driver, but then you'd see bad habits.
See, I find that is that when you're a parent, a lot of like, sorry, our generation now, some parents might think that we're like soft or whatever, but they don't, but then a lot of other parents on the other side would listen to our generation more because we seem to know what we're talking about. So I think that, yeah, I think that was important.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think if all these different situations of conversations with the parents come from kids, it'll hurt the parents some parents a little bit more than it would an adult, because it's different coming from a child, and sometimes they'd be mortified because they're going, oh my God, a kid is telling me what to do. Who do they think they are? But I think it could be a really good opportunity to let them know how much the kids actually care, and that it's important, and that we all care about it, and that we've educated ourselves on it.
What about carpooling? How do you think the protests help get people thinking about carpooling?
So carpooling could be a really good option if we have some kids that are from Dunhill, Butlerstown, Dunmore, all those kind of places, and some of them get the bus and some of them drive to school. But there's no need for four cars coming from the same road in one estate. Like me and my friend, we carpool every single morning for the last 3 years, and it makes no difference. It's a 30-second drive to their house, we collect them, and it just brings the numbers down little by little by little, and it just makes the little effect way bigger in the bigger picture.
What do you have? You have these reward cards.
Yeah, we have the reward cards where if you walk for like 3 Wednesdays, doesn't even have to be in a row, but you get it signed by the people at the gate, and then you can get it stamped, and you can get like a free hot chocolate on Fridays.
A free hot chocolate on Fridays. I think that'd be nice. Yep, there's some children getting the free hot chocolate today. Wonderful initiative by Ardscull Namara. Well done to Frances and everybody involved in the school there, and to other schools that do similar initiatives. And well done to the pupils in particular. It's really great what they do. There's a lot of people saying there should be a lot more done outside of schools in terms of active travel, safe school initiatives. I know a number of councillors, Christina Kiley and others, would have been pushing a lot of these things in the past. Let's hope that the incoming council will continue to make our streets safer, particularly around schools. Now, we have had a wonderful week of road safety discussions, courtesy of the Waterford Local Community Safety Partnership. Thank you for them for getting involved with this, and also we will follow up some of those matters next week.